birds. A sick bird or have a specific question, you may speak to an attendant by pressing 0 at any time. If you are a media representative, please hang up and dial 916-654-0462. To receive information in English, press 1. Spanish, press 2. Vietnamese, press 3.
For English, please press 1.
You have reached the main selection menu at any time. If you would like to speak to an attendant, press 0. For recorded background and information about exotic Newcastle disease or exotic fruit flies, press 1. To report a suspected red imported fire ant find, press 2. For recorded information about fuzzy wing sharpshooter, press 3. For general information about red imported fire ant, press 4. For red imported fire ant information specific to Orange County, press 5. For recorded information about red imported fire ant nursery and quarantine issues, press 6. Again, if you wish to speak to an attendant at any time during the recorded information contained in the system, press 0. Your call will be answered in the order received. To repeat this message, press the pound sign. You have selected the menu for exotic Newcastle disease or exotic fruit fly information. To talk directly to an attendant, press 0 at any time. To hear information on exotic Newcastle disease, press 1. For information on Mediterranean fruit fly, press 2. For information about Mexican fruit flies, press 3. For information about Oriental fruit flies, press 4. To repeat this message, press the pound sign. To return to the main menu, press 4. You have selected the exotic Newcastle disease menu. For general information on exotic Newcastle disease, press 1. Leave a message, press 2. To repeat this message, press the pound sign. To return to the menu, press 4. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is investigating an outbreak of exotic Newcastle disease in all backyard flocks of chickens in Southern California. CDMA offers free testing of birds that display clinical symptoms. Birds illegally smuggled into the U.S. are not quarantined or tested by the regulatory agencies and therefore may carry the exotic Newcastle virus. Birds may become infected through contact with other infected birds or infected materials. Birds smuggled into California or illegally sold for pets should be identified, reported, and tested immediately. To report suspicious cases, press 0 to speak with an attendant or contact your veterinarian immediately. Movement of birds or materials can easily spread the disease. High concentrations of the exotic Newcastle virus are in birds' bodily discharges. Therefore, the disease can easily be spread by mechanical means. Virus-bearing material can be picked up on shoes and clothing, carried from an infected flock to a healthy one. Symptoms include sneezing, coughing, nasal discharge, diarrhea, listlessness, or sudden death. All bird owners are encouraged to stop all movement and sales of birds until the disease is under control. Many birds contracting the disease die without showing any clinical signs. The disease can even infect and cause death in birds that have been vaccinated. Exotic Newcastle disease affects respiratory, nervous, and digestive system. The incubation period for the disease ranges from 2 to 15 days. The virus can survive for several weeks in a warm and humid environment on birds' feathers, manure, and other materials. The virus can survive indefinitely in frozen material. However, the virus is rapidly destroyed by dehydration and by the ultraviolet rays in sunlight. In early 1972, an outbreak of exotic Newcastle disease was diagnosed in poultry in the San Bernardino area of California. The outbreak took more than 2 years to eradicate. State and federal quarantines at that time covered nearly 45,000 square miles, and an estimated 12 million infected or exposed birds were destroyed. In May of 1998, 10 chickens from a flock of game birds began showing signs of listlessness, respiratory distress, and diarrhea at a Fresno area farm. Chickens on the affected premises were immediately placed on a hold order by the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Within 10 days, the remaining birds were destroyed, the premises cleaned and disinfected. No signs of further spread to prevent spread of the virus were found. Because the problem was quickly reported and identified, the outbreak was quickly stopped. It is very important that suspect cases be immediately reported. If you know of any suspected cases or suspicious importation of birds, please press 0 now to speak to an attendant. For additional information, you can visit the California Department of Food and Agriculture website at www.cdfa.ca.gov.